Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Leprechaun. Can you do a leprechaun? I know Todd does a mean leprechaun.
Like, you mean like an accent?
Yeah.
Talk Saint Figora, Faith and Figora.
I see.
There's like fake Irish where everybody, you know, and you're a leprechaun. Talk like this.
But you, I mean, real Irish, you know, hey, you know,
fancy a pint?
What's your point?
Are you going to a game?
We could use that today.
There you go.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Hennon, Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell all together. How about that?
Scott O'Hannon, Todd McMitchell, and, well, I'm Irish. So
there you go.
Kevin Flynn works.
I think Todd is having trouble hearing us, Daniel. You want to shore that up? So we can participate in the conversation. We can be all back together today. How are you, friends? Len Helms will be here from the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources next hour. We're going to unpack the director's cut for the latest numbers. And I want to ask Len specifically about the rhetoric. It's a nice way of saying it. Coming from folks like Joe Biden and others to say, okay, the price of oil's down now. Gas should be cheaper. You know? It should just happen like in 10 seconds.
Yeah, turn it back on.
And truth be told, oil and gas activity is not tracking as it has in the past with the per barrel price because of all of the other gamesmanship. And don't forget, Joe Biden promised all this, so none of this is a surprise. Joe Biden, to get the Democratic nominations, said, hey, I hate fossil fuels too. So this is religion for Democrats. You can't get elected without favoring foreign oil at the expense of domestic oil. It's just you can't make it up. And when you tell them, well, wait a minute, if we all breathe global air, wouldn't you want it regulated here? Wouldn't you want it produced here so you can make sure that it's better than Russia, China, where they don't care? It doesn't matter. None of this makes sense. It's a global religion, climate action, and they are using it as a weapon. That's what they are. So you just got to continue to point that out. And when people like Elon Musk go, wait a minute, we need the guy who's making gazillions off of electric cars. When he said, well, wait a minute here, a little reality check, you know that the politicians are out of touch terribly. Two questions for you today on the program. I'm very curious about. One, Ukraine, Russia, the U.S. role in it. What do you want? I have to say my gut is in knots over this. Part of me says, look, these are human beings. We have reports here on the show regularly. Bill Delzell is going to join us later. A farmer from Ray, North Dakota, who's just describing the absolute travesties that are happening. You only need to look at your television screen and see it playing out. And Joe Biden says Putin's a war criminal. Hard to argue with that if you are a family in Ukraine among the 2 million plus that have been kicked out of their own country.
Of course he's a war criminal. He's a warmonger. He's a dictator. He's a KGB colonel. I mean, they don't get more evil.
Right.
He is as bad as it gets.
But when I say my gut's in a knot, you say, okay, Russia invading Ukraine, bad deal. And obviously, we've seen this movie before. So you can ignore it at your own peril. At the same time, what are we ignoring here? What about the invasion of our country? So how do you balance that? I want to just hear from our audience today about just your thoughts on this. Should we do more? Should we do less? What's your take on it? 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. I want to hear from you today. I want to talk to you about this. Yes, you can text us, but I want to talk to you about it. Okay? Tell me your thoughts. Second question today. What are you doing about what they are doing to us related to inflation? So home values are going up as an example. What does that mean? Property taxes are going to go up. Okay, why are home values going up? Well, cost of everything's going up. So your property tax is going to cost more. Why? Because cities and counties are spending the same amount they were, even though they've got a lot of money that now is bringing you inflation. Right? So, I mean, there were pretty much blank checks written to states, cities, and counties. These were bailouts for blue states and blue cities. So, they had to do it to states that didn't need it, cities and counties that didn't need it. So they've gotten a lot of money. Literally just like, what do we do with this? The vast majority of them have spent it. They've not said, well, we can spend less over here now because we have this unexpected windfall, so therefore we can lower the cost to our homeowners, to our property owners. So in my mind, this train is rolling down the track. This is a freight train coming right at you. What can you do about it? What are you doing about it? In my mind, the only hope here is that government spends less. Tall order. When does it ever happen? Have we ever said the budget is this? It needs to back to that. I think we've done that since the Ed Schaefer era in North Dakota, as an example. But where you live, cities, counties, townships, is your best opportunity to affect change in that regard. Have you gone to a school board meeting? School boards are the biggest pain point on property taxes. Are you at school boards to say, hey, what are you teaching our kids, one, and two, what is it costing me as a property tax owner? Why? Can you do with less, given what you've gotten that has caused the inflation? What's your part in that? Is it just, thank you, ma'am, may I have another? Or is it, I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I've laid it all out there. And I'm going to get some friends and some neighbors, and we're going to go to city council meetings, we're going to go to county commission meetings, we're going to go to school board meetings. And by the way, start with school boards, because you get a twofer. What are you teaching our kids? Let me see the textbooks, explain it, defend it, and spend less. Here's an idea. Buy less woke textbooks. There you go. Do less in-service with people who want to indoctrinate teachers so they can indoctrinate kids. Do less of those. We're going to dial this back. But you need to do something, or this freight train is just going to roll us all over. I mean, it's coming. Anybody anywhere not concerned about what this is doing to your own pocketbook and to our economy? The chickens are coming home to roost, so you either take it or you do something about it. What do you do? And the federal budget, the federal policies, printing money, very little we can do there other than vote. And that's what we need to do. No doubt about it. I think that, thankfully, looks like you're going to have a big rebound come November. Hopefully. But pretty much all you can do there is vote. Influence, you know, very little of the actual direction of policy. State legislators, your neighbors, talk to them. But get in front of the people at budget time, at the school board, the city, the county. You have to. I've never done that before. I literally have never done that before. I've never gone at budget time to say, what? Help me understand your budget here. Your property taxes are going to generate more revenue because of inflation and the value of my home. You've got all this federal money, which, by the way, cost us mightily, especially people on fixed incomes chewing away at their nest egg every single month. So where's the relief coming from you? We can affect that change where we live. Are we doing it? So two questions on the table today. That's what's on my mind. I want to find out what's on yours. 800-228-0550. Let's talk about it on what's on your
mind. Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about, in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily. PatriotMobile.com/FlagFamily or call 972-PATRIOT right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's a county map to go with the wall of her, a stick in the shinty bone, the brick, the crack, the crack, and all. Let's call it an Irish pub.
Hey! Raspberry shop, Kilkenny, a pub, the Guinness pub, the cabbage crap, the either one of me patty crack. We'll call it an Irish pub.
Find some Guinness on tap today.
They got the
Keith Scott's picking the music today.
Hey, St. Paddy's Day. We're celebrating here, by golly. We're wearing the green on What's on Your Mind. That's right. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton. Petrol Serve USA serving up chip beef. That's a little on the St. Paddy's Day side, isn't it? Chip beef. That works.
Or corned beef and cabbage, but hey.
Yeah, exactly good. Right. So stop by for some home cook and grab and go convenience on this St. Patrick's Day. Todd had Lucky Charms, you said, this morning, Todd? Good for you.
No, I should have in honor of... But since I'm McMitchell, I did happen to stop by the Golden Arches and grab some decaf on the way in, so I guess I'm living up to the name.
How about the Oreo Shamrock Shake? They've switched up a little bit this year. Combined to...
Twist my arm.
Mickey D's favorite.
I'm trying to lay off of that kind of thing just because...
Come on,
I've spent 58 years not laying off of that kind of thing enough.
Euland today's tater tot hot dish, Salisbury Steak in Glendon, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Salisbury Steak, the Beefy Mac, I-29 at 12th Avenue, sausage potato casserole in Harwood. That is a little connotation of St. Patty's Day. Love that. Pulled pork or French dip sandwich in Valley City, and the chip beef or beef tips with gravies at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. How's that for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience? The Feast of St. Patrick, 17th of March. The feast day means, you know, this is the day St. Patrick expired. So it's a remembrance more than a celebration.
And what year was that?
For him. That would have been, that's a good question.
461 A.D.
So that's a long time ago.
They say that St. Patrick, what? We honor the man who drove the snakes out of Ireland.
They love them.
Drove them right to Washington, D.C.
Exactly.
I didn't know you could drive back then.
Some of them, anyway.
Right.
I got it. I heard it.
Exactly right. Yeah. All right, Bob in Valley City. Let's get you in here on our questions of the day. And what's on your mind? Go ahead, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, I've been listening to you say about people going to school board meetings and city commission meetings and that kind of stuff to make a difference. The problem is, in North Dakota, you don't have a right to do that. In North Dakota... because of the Attorney General's opinion on open meetings and stuff, it's a privilege to go to your city commission or to your school board, and they're not required to listen to you. They're not required to allow you to speak unless they want you to.
Well, I think you're talking about the ability to go into executive session on certain things, but the vast majority of budget...
Absolutely not. If I go to a city commission meeting or a school board meeting and I start complaining about CRT or anything like that, and there's a school board member that wants me to be quiet, they can remove me, and I have no recourse. It's happened in Valley City 100 times. There's even a federal lawsuit in North Dakota about the ability of persons to go and have a right to confront their city commission, and it's an ongoing court case right now.
But what I'm saying, Bob, is the vast majority of tax-paying citizens that go to a school board meeting, a city commission meeting, city councils, you know, township, whatever, and say, at budget time, okay, I want to understand this. And by the way, one person doing it is never going to be enough, right? I'm talking about get some neighbors, get serious about it, pay attention, and be there. The vast majority of them are going to be heard. There's no doubt about that.
In Valley City, that's absolutely incorrect. If you go, I went down, I complained about streetscape, millions of dollars out the door, down the drain. I even took them to court. Nothing happened. If you started talking about something they didn't want to hear, sorry, you're out. You have no recourse.
In your case, you obviously have an example where that's not been well received. But let me ask you this. If you were able to convince 25 of your neighbors in Valley City, 22 of whom have never been before a city commission meeting, before a city council meeting, and gone there, you're telling me they're going to say, we don't want to hear from those 25 people? I don't believe it. Now,
I've done that before. I've had over 300 people lining up at City Hall when they reassessed all the property in Valley City. They reassessed it all. They raised sometimes over 300% on the taxes of some people in Valley City. And there was 300 of them there. They were basically told, yeah, we hear you, but we're still going to do it anyway. What I'm trying to get at is is you make it sound so simple that all you got to do is show up with 20 people at a city commission meeting and you'll change the world. Well, you're not gonna. And that's the whole thing about it.
So
interesting.
Your take is just throwing the towel.
No, not at all. I'm just letting you know that when you tell, we've been out here fighting. I've been listening to you for years, and you and the last year or so, you say we need to go and we need to start standing up for our rights and standing up for everything. Well, I've been doing that for 30 years, and I'm.
Well, good for you, Bob. I mean, you're doing it right. You're doing it right, no doubt about it. But again, I don't think enough people are, and if enough people do this, you can't ignore it. You can't.
Well,
now, there's going to be cases. I think Grand Forks and the Fu Feng thing was a prime example. Chambers packed. They'd made their decision.
So he's got to bring 100 people next time.
Well, right? Yeah. I mean, I don't know what the number is.
Yeah.
But I'm
clearly
saying
it's not working.
I think what happens is Bob's a patriot. All right, Bob's a patriot, Bob's taking this seriously, and Bob is too easily dismissed because he's a lonely voice in Valley City. And they see him as a gadfly and the guy that, oh, constant complainer and too easily dismissed. We need thousands of Bobs. We need thousands of people that go at budget time, that hold these people accountable. I'm just saying, otherwise we just take it. The only other alternative is
take it. My message was not that you should give up. My message was that there has to be a different way to do it. You can't just keep electing the same guys. There's people on our commission that have been there for years, and they consistently vote against what the people want, but then the people turn around and vote for them anyway because of whatever. I don't know
I would say what causes that is nobody's paying attention. They're just not paying attention. So what I'm getting at, the reason I brought this up today, is the freight train that is going to roll over everyone is inflation. Everything is going to cost more. So the only fix to that is to say, because everything's going to cost more, largely because we've printed too much money and given it to cities and states and, you know, every government entity, school boards, that didn't need it, and allowing them to spend more. The only thing that bring some of that pain down is spending less. It's spending less money. And to your point,
well,
Bob, there's the blocking and tackling of being there and saying, listen to us. And then when they don't, pay attention and say, these people didn't listen, so I'm not going to vote for them anymore, and neither should you, and make that case.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's not easy, Bob. I'm glad we agree. Keep fighting, Bob. I appreciate that. And there's a lot of Bobs out there that are too easily dismissed. They just need lieutenants. They need more people paying attention. And if Bob hasn't gone about everything exactly the right way, somebody else can do it. You can't shout and holler. You got to get engaged in the process and get these people to defend their position and listen to us.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors. Up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A judge in Honduras ruled last night that former President Juan Orlando Hernandez can be extradited to the United States to face drug trafficking and weapons charges. Hernandez, who denies the charges, has been accused of electoral fraud and was named as a co-conspirator in a New York drug trafficking case last year. President Biden reiterated on Wednesday that the United States and its NATO allies are fully committed to providing Ukraine additional security assistance to fend off Russia's invasion.
He speaks for a people who have shown remarkable courage and strength in the face of brutal aggression. courage and strength that's inspired not only Ukrainians, but the entire world.
The White House is reporting President Biden will talk by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. The two will discuss the Russian-Ukraine war, competition between China and the United States, and other topics. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It is not possible to listen to this music and not be happy. I'm just telling
you.
Yep.
I get your toes tapping today.
On this St. Patty's Day, Kev is crushing it here with the great St. Patty's Day flair for the program, brought to you today by our friends at the New Village Co-op, which is coming to Fargo for active adults over 62 years of age. Now, these are beautiful homes, spacious kitchens, private balconies, lots of amenities, and it's maintenance-free living on all one level. So just imagine, no shoveling. You'll never have to replace another roof or window or appliance, yet you still enjoy the benefits of home ownership. You own the home, but the headaches are for someone else. To find out more about this, you'll want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars to learn more. Call Kerry today at Village Cooperative in Fargo. Kerry, okay? Here's the number. It's also online at villagecooperative.com, villagecooperative.com, easy to remember, or call 701-997-2900, 701-997-2900. Jason in Billings, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, Scott, I'm on Bob's side. You can go under these meetings and talk all you want, but the elite are the ones that run these places. These are the ones that go to the Elks Club, the Eagles Club, the KCs, and make their decisions at 5 o'clock. And they don't really care what you think because they're already rich and they got their pockets padded already. And this is how it's going to be. You know, I'm a truck driver. I'm from North Dakota. Guys like me are a patriot. I don't get home a lot to do all this stuff. I'd love to go do this kind of stuff. This is why we got the Jen Psakis and the Bidens in there, because the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And that's where our country's going. It's going to take a lot more than going to the meetings of this stuff.
What's it going to take? What's your solution then?
My solution is that the American people better band together, rich, poor, or whatever, and we better figure it out ourselves and forget printing money and maybe make America America, you know. You know, all weekend long I listen to the news and all I hear about is people in Ukraine are freezing. They have no gas. They have no clean water. They have this. So do you think wind and solar energy is going to make all that better, going to make it go? I mean, this world's so hypocritical, it's unbelievable. I mean, like I said.
Well, I don't know that this world is hypocritical. I think you've got, people who bow at the altar of climate action, who are now facing reality. We've had our own dose of reality in the United States with Texas and the total meltdown there that caused people to go, wait a minute. What happens when we don't have always-on affordable energy?
But
the world's finding the same thing. I mean, I just saw a story the other day about Europe is cranking up efforts to have more coal plants. China's building more coal. So, you know, I don't know. I think they're getting a dose of reality. What's happened to Europe and energy is a prime example.
Exactly, but it can't be real. We're gonna we want Iran and Iraq pump more oil, they won't answer our calls. But yeah, we want to get into a deal with nuclear power or nuclear warheads and all this. Our government is in a mess, and I don't care who's up there. A lot of them need to go. And what it's going to take in this country is the American people just to wake up and say, hey. But nobody does, because our government, this is what our government's done to this country. They've kept everybody in woke. They've kept them in credit cards and bankruptcy and all that just to keep their eyes off everything. As long as I hear no evil, I see no evil. You understand what I'm saying? They've kept us in the dark, and they want you in the dark because they don't want you to wake up and realize what's going on. You and I, Kevin, and everybody has woke up and seen this, but the world, as long as they got money, can go to basketball games, can go to this, can do that, and they don't care what's going on because they don't want to deal with it. That's the problem.
I think the majority do, though. I think the majority, more people than not, are aware of what's going on.
Well, every day you're seeing that. I mean, even the, you know, just the, how about the mainstream polls
here? Yeah, and if we get any sort of correction on this election fraud going on, we'll prove that in November,
but
brother.
Jason's done a good job of defining the problem. My question today is, what do you do about it? What are the solutions? In my mind, we're going to affect very little change as it pertains to, for instance, the lack of attention on our border being invaded and in right. Ukraine. We're going to have very little impact on the federal budget and how much money they've printed and everything else. So that's why I come back to saying our part in this can be at least awaken where we live. Be at the school board meetings. Find out what they're teaching. Find out how much they charge.
I agree with you.
What are they going to do to offset the pain points we're having on inflation?
But the truck drivers just did. They just did a freedom convoy to Washington, D.C. Did you hear anything other than on this station? Fox News, I guess Canada's is the only one that matters. You don't hear any of that. I understand you're going to say, but you didn't hear nothing about it. You're going to go there. They want to kill your animals. They want to put your kids in whatever. See, they shut it down right now. That's the point. People are trying, but you got you. The answer to your question is yes. You got to do more. You got to get together. We need more of that. That's what we need. I get it. I agree.
Okay, good. We're on the same page.
Ultimately,
and
for
it's
me,
time.
It's election integrity and getting people off their butts to vote.
Well,
that's
the long game.
That is the long game.
The short game is saying inflation's coming. My pocketbook is going to get socked. What do I do about it now? And in my mind, that's where we can make a difference locally.
Oh, no question.
Every property taxpayer should say, okay, my property tax is going up. Who's getting it? Why aren't they spending less? And they cannot ignore that. That's like a mini little trucker freedom convoy in every community. At the local, they get ignored. They get ignored, and we complain about what's happening at the federal level. That to me, should be our motivation to get doing it. Tony and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go, Tony.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on. Just want to talk about kind of, you know, the world right now, and especially in the United States, doesn't make much sense. And the reason they're doing that is it's controlled chaos. And what this is if you ever listen to Klaus Schwab and the Great Reset and the global elites, their planned takeover, that's kind of what we got going on right now. And they're trying to create as much confusion as they possibly can. And that's really, and it starts with that COVID. And COVID was just a big farce to get everybody to take these bioweapons that we call a vaccine. Unfortunately, people that take these things are now part of a network. They're actually giving off a MAC address, believe it or not. And it's real easy to actually look and take a cheap Chinese phone and download an app called Blue Radar, and you can actually find these MAC addresses that people are emitting. And
what is a MAC address?
MAC address is like a computer. That's how computers know to talk to each other. It's a hexadecimal address.
Like an IP address or something?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yep. It's hexadecimal.
So how are you know your neighbors giving out a MAC address without knowing it?
Because nobody's paying attention to it. Because there's so much Bluetooth and there's so much going around that you can't differentiate.
I see what you're saying. You're saying the technology is such that you know I want Facebook to know everything about me, so I allow these permissions, and then Blue Radar does what, Tony?
Actually, Blue Radar is the one that actually can you put your. It's actually detects these MAC addresses where, you know, typically when you have your Bluetooth on your phone, it just detects like your TV or some headphones or something like that. This Blue Radar actually detects everything that's emitting a MAC address.
Okay. And what is the danger of having your MAC address out there?
Well, you're part of a network. You're not in control of your body anymore. That's why you think they're putting all these boosters, because every shot's actually creating more of a network inside of you. They're going to eventually be able to control you.
All right. Tony, thank you. When it comes to threats like that, I tend to trust God. I think that's why we pray, you know, because I think if you really allow yourself to lean into every one of these concerns, Tony's example being one, you would be paralyzed in fear, wouldn't you guys? How would you live day to day? I don't know. I just got to trust God. I think that's why we pray.
Good question.
Have you read today's paper, says a texter. Citibank has begun paying the travel expenses for its employees to get abortions. That would cause me to weep openly and never give Citibank 1 cent. Disgusting. Another texter says, the thing is, younger citizens either are not interested or seem to think you can spend your way out of nearly anything. I expect some of them will pay attention to higher gas and fuel prices, but complaining and attempting to blame someone will be about as far as it will go. Have you heard anyone talk about conserving? Our parents knew how to save and conserve. Who believes in it today? I thank God I had the example set and the foundation laid by my parents. I know how to cut back and do without. We have far too many whiners and crybabies. Plus, we've become a nation of gluttons on every front.
You're about to find out why Grandma saved her tinfoil.
Texter says, we need to get rid of Democratic school unions like now. Big problem. Texter says, your first caller was correct. You must be on the agenda in order to speak at school board meetings. If you interrupt the meeting, it is possible the board can ask you to leave. Well, I get you can't interrupt meetings. I get there has to be some decorum. I'm not a big fan of having to, you know, be on an agenda in order to speak. It seems to me you should have at least, okay, if I know something's going to be up, the budget, for instance. Yeah, all right, I'm going to be there and I'd like to speak about it. Okay, that should be normal. However, if I decide to be a regular attendee at a school board meeting, city council, county commission, whatever, township meeting, and something comes up I didn't know was going to be, you know, I didn't know the extent of it. I just saw something on the agenda that says, oh, we're going to pay Kevin more. Okay, well, great. Kevin's going to get more. And then I get there and find out Kevin is actually paid more to do less. What in the heck?
Mm-hmm.
I want to be able to speak about that. You should be able to. Scott, Kevin, Todd, we're skipping lots of meat and buying more breads and pastas to help us afford the inflation. Also, no more Netflix or Hulu. Living in a van by the river is next. Think how rich we would be in this country if we didn't give money to countries all over the world.
There you go.
As an answer to your question, we couldn't do less for our own country. Biden is treating it like an afterthought. Texter, for the love of life, couldn't the Ukraine pilots be brought to Poland and fly the MiGs back to Ukraine themselves? No U.S. pilots would be involved. That would be provocative.
There's a lot to unpack just with that statement. I can just tell you, being around aviation most of my life, I don't know that's as easy as it is to say that do.
Texter says, the pastime bar in Hettinger is celebrating 100 years in business this St. Patty's Day.
There you go.
What a day to open a business, right? A bar, especially.
Happy birthday.
So, Pastime Bar in Hettinger, here's a shout-out to you. It's a great family business. Happy St. Patty's Day and happy 100 years. Oh, my gosh. Texter says, a good friend who's a very strong conservative suggests Trump is really responsible for inflation. Inflation, high gas prices, and the war in Ukraine. He says, if Trump had stayed off Twitter and not turned so many against him by being such a butthead, he'd still be president. And we would not be in this mess.
I see what you did there.
More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
President Trump's big rally happened this past Saturday in South Carolina, and only one major news network covered this rally live. That's Newsmax. So I watch Newsmax all the time with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning into Newsmax every day. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. With so much happening, Ukraine, the danger of a global war under Biden, and those exploding oil prices, you need to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join the Trump List by texting the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 39747. Be among the first to know when Trump makes his big announcement about 2024. Again, text the word ZONE to 39747. I made the switch to Newsmax. You should start watching it today, too.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now I got a picture of Kevin doing the river dance.
Oh, he's having so much fun he can't even stand it. AJ Thompson and Sons.
This is my day, baby.
One of our fine sponsors today on What's on Your Mind.
Party with my people.
Folks, the AJ Thompson and Sons been around for a lot of St. Paddy Days as well. We talked about the pastime bar in Henninger celebrating 100 years. They blew by that in 1908. 1908 is when they started.
I had somebody tell me that
they blew by 100 in 2008.
So. They had H.A. Thompson did some stuff in their business in Bismarck, and air quality stuff, phenomenal.
Well, the indoor air quality they've done, and by the way, if you walk into long-term care facilities now, schools, a lot of the larger places, they have the infrastructure that came from H.A. Thompson and Sons. Won a grant from the State Health Department, put them in all over. And if you go to those folks, they say before and after, noticeable difference in actual COVID counts in some of the toughest times. So that's why you got to think about it for your home, your business, indoor air quality experts. H.A. Thompson and Sons, online at hatandsons.com. We're going to check in with Jim the Flagpole Guy in a moment here, get an update on his travels. Rich in Bismarck's next, though, on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah, good morning, Scott. I just been thinking a lot, and
I remember how Mitch McConnell down in Georgia when the election was stolen, and there's so much fraud in Georgia, and then they stole both those Senate seats down there, and McConnell said or did nothing. And my thing is, none of our senators have said anything about election fraud either. So my opinion is that Cramer's a traitor. I think he's in on it. Any thoughts on that? Cramer and Hoeven, you know how they're silent on everything?
Yeah, I don't think they've been silent on election. I think that you're talking about two different things here. When you talk
Go ahead. Didn't Kevin say that he's pretty sure that Biden got 81 million votes for Biden?
Well, I'll tell you this. What he's saying is 81 million votes were 81 million votes were counted.
Clarify that. Because Scott's right. He didn't say that there are 81 million legitimate ballots. He said there were 81 million votes or ballots put in. Whether they were legitimate or not, this still hasn't been determined. But that's what he said.
All I would tell you as far as Kevin is concerned is Mike Lindell considers him the champion for him in Washington, D.C. He's a member of the Senate. Calls him one of his greatest friends in the Senate. But now, and can you think of anybody that's more of a warrior than Mike Lindell on the election integrity front? I don't think our problem on... Say again?
Why are they so silent on it? They're so silent on election fraud.
I don't think they're silent on it. I can tell you
what I've learned. What I've learned is that this is a state issue, and a U.S. senator is really most concerned with his own state, although they think that a little bit in North Dakota here and there, not as big a deal. I know that he's been pushing, and there's like Texas just rejected a ton of mail-in ballots because of their new law. So all the states have to deal with this. And, you know, I get what you mean, though.
This comes back to the point that it's so easy for us to say, they're not doing anything. Well, what are we doing? Well, what are we doing at the state level to make sure mail-in ballots? Do you know the city of Fargo? You're from Bismarck. The city of Fargo is doing mail-in ballots.
Ugh.
They got mail-in voting in the city of Fargo. Why? It's a ballot harvest plan. I mean, there's things happening underneath our noses that are happening. I think what you're not recognizing is, first of all, when something could be done about unearthing the fraud prior to the certification, Kevin Cramer sat down with Sidney Powell, Mike Lindell, and a whole team of folks to say, okay, give me enough to be able to go back. And it's the same thing all those senators are doing, didn't have enough. So he has since said the legal fraud that has happened state by state is what we need to take on. Appreciate the call, Rich. Is Jim the flagpole guy on? I'm waiting to... Okay, I'm sorry. I was waiting in my ear to hear if he was there. Jim, how are you today?
Good morning, Scott. How am I? I'm a mixed bag of nuts. How you doing?
I get it.
Where are you is probably the question.
Well, I'm in Belva, North Dakota, and I'd like to thank Gooseneck Implement for storing my boom truck while we took the red truck down to Virginia, and I just got back. I'm switching things over. I got service calls and customers to get to. You know, Scott, I guess I want to summarize it. I probably don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to say, you know, I went to D.C., and I saw the 80,000 people that got us there, and then you times that by about 8 or 10, and so we're up near 800 to 1,000 or a million people that sent us to D.C. We got there. It's a cesspool. It's evil. Outside the country interest with all the investments come in, and they dictate. They think they don't have to play by our rules, and what's happening is the people are groaning, and they're getting tired. They're calling out to God. In there want change. We do need to have the change. We need to be self-responsible from the ground up. We do need to pray that the chief of police doesn't follow unlawful orders, you know, by Pelosi, and then maybe some ground up will happen, influence in D.C. The trucker convoy is strong. They are there. They're making impressions. And
I want to spend more time on this with you, Jim, because, I mean, You said, time out, I got to do something. And this is a little bit of what we're talking about today on the program and where that energy is best spent. So we're gonna can I get you to come back? I know you're in Velva and you're hard working, but can we talk in about a half hour?
Yes, sir.
We'll pick up our conversation after we chat with Lynn Helms. We also are going to get an update on Ukraine. A lot of comments coming in about Ukraine as well today. So stay tuned. Lots to come. Lynn Helms next, then we'll return with Jim the Flight Pole Guy a little later on. Don't go away. What's on your mind?
Cooler weather is coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're kind of Karen West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here. Find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions. Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.